Thanks, John. Good morning, everyone. Let me just start with how cool was worship this morning? I was standing in worship just now. I'm just going to be like completely honest with you guys. And I say to myself, oh my goodness. Like, how do I preach off the morning like this? So I think God already did what he wanted to do. But I am ready and I'm really, really excited. So as I started preparing for this morning, like I'm going to be, as I said, I'll be honest with you guys today because you will eventually, like in that day, see everything. So before I started like looking to God and God, what do you have for this morning? I first started like looking to other people and I thought to myself, you know what? How do the guys that do it well, like do this? So the first thing that I decide I'm going to do this morning because of that is I saw normally when there's about 30 minutes left of the preach, you'll hear, I'm coming in for a landing. So I'm going to start with that this morning. So I am coming in for a landing. And then the second thing that I saw people also always do is, and you hear them say that while they're doing it, is remember to introduce yourself. And I wondered, like, yes, why do people always say you have to remember that? And I remembered, and I figured out you literally have to remember to do that. So in order to remember, you first have to forget. So I forgot to introduce myself this morning on purpose, but I did it. So for those of you who don't know me, my name's Stuart, and this is my amazing wife here that I'll still find. But jokes aside, I am actually genuinely excited this morning. I really, really do believe God is actually going to speak to us. He's gonna work this morning. So I'm gonna pray for us before I go further. Yeah, Father God, this morning I am so excited and I'm so expectant for what you want to do among us this morning. And I pray and I ask you right now, God, would you come and prepare each one of our hearts, God, that we would be able to receive that which you want to impart into our hearts, into our lives this morning, God. God, I want to pray with you, would you lead me in this time that I would be able to present what you want to be presenting this morning and that you would come and do what only you can do. So I do trust you, Holy Spirit, would you move among us this morning. In Jesus' name I ask. Amen. So I'm gonna start here. So the title of my preach this morning is Baking Your Bread. And to be honest, I did decide on the title of my preach before I actually had the content of my preach. So like a lot of what I am going to do is gonna fit into actually baking your bread because I had a cool title, so I eventually had to get the content. But where the thought actually started was a couple of months ago. I was reading the Bible, and there's a part in the Bible where they actually explain how exactly in much detail how the bread of the presence had to be prepared, and the bread that they put in the altar in the holy place back in the Old Testament, and there was like a lot of detail about this is how the bread of the presence needs to be made, prepared, so that it can be put even in the right way. And as I was reading this, I felt God asked me this question. I felt God asked me, Chart, how are you baking your bread? And I'm like, as I got hit with this reality, it's like, whoa, like, how am I breaking my bread? And I want to ask you guys this morning, it might be vague, it might not be clear yet, but I want to ask you, how are you baking your bread? And to go a little bit further, what I mean with this is I actually do want to look at a couple of scriptures to actually just show you a bit more what I mean when I ask how are you baking your bread. So the first scripture there, Laron, is 1 Corinthians 14, verse 26. And just to give some context, this actually speaks about meetings and how we should do meetings like this in church. And it says, what then, brothers, when you come together, each one has a hymn, a lesson, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. let all things be done for the building up. And I want to stop there. I actually love just standing back in worship this morning and just looking and seeing how many people brought words, looking at the worship team that came ready to sing. They brought their songs. But I want to ask you to make it real personal to each one of us this morning. What did you feel you came with this morning? What was the bread that you brought to actually share with each one of us that we could all together, each one, play our part? Each one have part of this. And I do have great news. If you here this morning said, I heard God this morning and I brought something and God used it. If that's the case, I'm talking to you this morning. And to the other side, if you actually and you say this morning, I had nothing. I came with absolutely nothing and I wasn't ready. I'm speaking to you this morning as well. And I really do believe God wants to work with all of us together. I'm actually not going to go there, but in 1 Corinthians 12, just before that, it speaks about how we're all different parts of one body, and each one of us has a specific function. And now it actually goes into detail about how we can't be a body without a foot and an eye, and there's no more important or less important. But each one of us has a part to play. Each one of us has a role in this. And the reason why I decided to use the thing of bread is firstly because I chose my title first, but secondly, there's this part where Jesus was preaching to many. And as he was preaching, I think he preached really long, but he preached so well that I don't think people were standing there like most of you is like, oh, can church just land now already? But he was preaching, and eventually the people became hungry, and the disciples came to Jesus. Jesus, what are we going to do? We don't have food to feed these people. So the people, like the disciples, wasn't prepared. The people that came to listen to Jesus preaching, they weren't prepared. No one had food, but they needed to be fed. And there was a boy in the crowd, and he had a few loaves and a few fishes. And we all know the story was a miracle. Jesus used that to feed many. But what stood out for me about that is in a crowd of thousands, including the disciples, the people we look at and these are the people that really did it well. There was only one person that had something. There was only one person that had something to eat, and he brought that, and Jesus used the little that he brought, and he fed many. But I think that's such a great picture for us, because I actually believe what God wants for us as a church, for us as Malcolms, and those visiting, take this home with you as well. It's a church where everyone comes with something to give. It's a church where everyone comes with their few loaves and their fishes. Allowing God to work. So as I started preparing for my preach, I decided, I don't preach that often at the moment. So I'm going to enjoy my preparation time. This water just doesn't want to stay up. I'm going to enjoy the time of preparation. I'm going to make it fun. So last night I came home at 9 o'clock and I was, Kiss, can you please help me? I didn't plan, but I've got an idea in my mind. I want to bake some bread tonight. Can you help me? I know you've got recipes. I know you've got all this stuff. Can you help me to bake bread? So last night at probably about 9 o'clock, 9:15, I started baking many different breads just with the thinking of, okay, cool, I at least need some stories to tell this morning. So I'm actually going to pull this table a bit closer just to show you guys, I did actually bake some breads. If you guys didn't think I can bake, I did bake some breads. But not all of this was me. Sam also baked one of them. But the reason why I made different breads, I thought about it. Okay, so I thought, at first I just decided, I'm just going to take a recipe and bake bread. And I ended up with the idea of but there's not just one recipe to make bread. You can make many different breads and it can all be really, really nice bread. So I decided, okay, cool, let's make many breads. So I decided I can't make hundreds of breads. So just to start, the first bread that I made was a beer bread, okay? So I'm like, I don't have yeast, so I'm going to take some beer to make a bread. So I used some flour and the rest of the stuff you need for bread. and I put in beer, and I mix the three together, put in a pan, and I baked it. So this one right here is beer bread. Then the second one I baked was a banana bread. So then Kirsty helped me with like some of the ingredients and mixing some of the stuff, and we put everything here. But here's a banana bread, baked it all together, and it's like, I decided, you're like, yes, you know what? All these breads I'm making now, it comes out so good. I'm such a good baker. I need to now start like perfecting these recipes. So I decided, okay, cool. Let me get some of my creativity into this. So this one right here, let me actually pick it up. This is the best bread that you'll ever find. So that bread, I decided, you know what? Like, you don't need all of these ingredients. I can use some of the ingredients and just make this bread a little bit better. Thanks, James. I can use some of these ingredients and just make a little bit better. But like to decide what ingredients to keep and what not to keep, I decide, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to pick at random like half of the ingredients that's put in bread. And I'm going to chuck that into a bowl and just mix it until it looks like it's like mixed a bit. So it's all clumps and everything. But the oven, the heat will do the rest of the work that needs to be done. And then I looked at it, I'm like, you know what, you don't really need yeast, because if you take the yeast out of the equation, you don't have to wait for the bread to rise. So then you save 3 hours. So I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm not going to put yeast into this. And while we're not putting yeast into this, I'm like, you know what, like while we're saving time, all about efficiency, I'll put some math into the equation and make the bread bake faster. So my initial thinking was, if I double the heat, I can do it in half the time. And then I realized the oven can't go to double the heat. So I sat there for like 10 minutes working out the math of like how to just put it onto 250 and how long I have to bake it now so that the right amount of cooking time towards heat balances out. So after 10 minutes of working out the math, I saved a total of 3 minutes. That's what I call efficiency, okay? So, and the bread came out, it worked. And then the last one was a bread where you took the right recipe, you took all the ingredients, you waited for the bread to rise, the 3 hours. And I literally baked this one this morning before church. And I decided, like, you know, it won't be fair to spend 5 minutes talking about bread and not let you guys taste the bread. So what I decided I'll do is I'll get some people to come and help with tasting. So like I'll just pick at random. So I'll pick Jake, you can be one. And Johan, I think you want to be one. And Zayden, come here, some Zayden. And then I need one more person to bake a bread. Who wants to taste bread? One more person. Let's take one of the lead guys, Leonard, yeah, you can come as well. I'm Johan, but that's my snipe. Snipe the snipe from the other side. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to let these people taste the breads that I've baked. And I'll give each one of them a moment to share like what they thought about this bread. Obviously, it's going to be a blind tasting because I don't want to take all the credit for my piece of genius there. And like you guys said, it was rigged. I planned it in advance. So we'll see which of these breads are the best. I didn't bring blindfolds, so like I'll just let them keep their eyes closed while I let them taste. But they're going to be tasting our breads this morning. The bread is out baked. And we're going to see how it ended up. Hey? So let me start here. I said the beer bread, the banana bread, the bread, and then charred special bread. So charred special bread is the one where I took some of the ingredients out. There's no salt, no yeast, and I doubled the baking time. Wil jy hulle moet ons botter opsit?
Nee.
Okay. So, okay, let's just give everyone a piece here. Kom ek. Okay, you guys can taste that bread. That's the banana bread.
Really banana?
Yeah. Okay. So don't eat too much. You guys can eat the rest later. Now the second one is the beer bread. Okay.
Nice.
En hierso is Tjaart. Tjaart is special brood. Oh. They love that one. Okay. So now that they tasted all the breads for us, I'll let each one of them give a brief description of which was the best, which was the not best, and why.
No, I have to say the last one is excellent. The beer was not bad. The banana bread is also always a winner. And yeah. I think Clay explains it, describes it the best.
I'd have to say the last one as well, probably my favorite. Second would be banana bread. I love banana bread. That beer bread was insane. Well done, Chart. Yeah, that was... Oh, and Chart's one, and well done, Chart. Yeah, well done.
Your chart, are you trying to kill me or something? No, it wasn't that bad, except for the chewy texture. But the bread is really nice. The beer bread, close in second. And third, killer banana bread, bro.
I like the banana bread.
Awesome, thanks guys. So the rest of the breads will be here afterwards for whoever can get to the breads the quickest. But I decided, you know what, I just... Okay guys, you're not going to get a lot of bread after Jake's done. And I decided, you know what, I want to just have some fun, and that's why I baked breads. And I decided, you know what, I'm going to let you taste the bread this morning as well, because there's something even in the message, like baking bread and bringing something so that everyone can eat. But then in this process, there was a couple of lessons that I learned. And the first lesson that I learned is, so obviously as you could see, like everyone like struggled to decide which bread was the best. And I didn't know what the outcome was going to be with that. Like I just decided, okay, let's see which one is the best. Like, some said the bread was the best. Some said that the banana bread was amazing. Some just, like, liked all the breads, like, really closely. But you know what the thing is? What I learned out of that is there's not one specific recipe when it comes to bread, specifically, in terms of how to make a good bread. And I realized that's the exact same for us. I'm going to go there today. I'm going to get some practical tools for how does it look like for us to find God in the week? How does it look like for us to bake our breads and to actually come on a Sunday, actually ready to bring what God wants us to bring? And the reason why, like, there's not one set recipe, there's not one, I'm going to give you this is the golden recipe. If you follow this, like, it's all going to work. Like, it's going to look different for a lot of us. But in that, the second part I learned, there is some fundamentals when it comes to baking a bread that has to be part of it. If you don't put yeast into the bread, it's not going to rise. If you don't cook the bread for the right amount of time, it's going to be soft and chewy and chunky and like the bread that they didn't like. And if you're not going to mix it through thoroughly, there's going to be clumps and nicer and worse parts, because there's some parts of the process that are fundamental that you need to do well. And that's the parts I want to look at this morning for us as people, for us as a church. What parts of us finding God in the week, of us becoming what, there was a word this morning of how we should all find the life. There's some parts of that I believe needs to be part of our lives. And I'm going to look at a couple of those things. So, to get to those things, I'm actually going to go back to the Bible. I think the Bible gives us great ways of what it looks like. So the first verse I want to go to with this is John 15, verse 4 to 5. And this is Jesus speaking. And Jesus said, "Abide in me, and I in you. as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. And the first part of this recipe that I want to say for all of us, this has to be part of our lives. It's abiding in Jesus. And to make it understandable, I'm Afrikaans. So the fact that I'm speaking English this morning is a miracle in itself already. But abiding for Afrikaans, guys, is a really good, like, big word. I haven't heard about that until I went to Bible school. And what that actually means, it means like remaining in Him, living in Him, being in Him. So we need to be in Jesus. We live in Him. And how does that look like for us during our weeks? How does it look like abiding in Jesus? We see outside of that, we cannot bear fruit. The bit we bring cannot bear fruit if we don't do that. But what does it look like? For me, I actually want to, in this very moment, ask us, how do you abide in God when you go to work? Because I think that's a big deal, because that's where I think most of us spend most of our time. We looked at these verses about money, but do you go to work and, I'm just here to, because I don't have another option, I need to make money, I need to pay the bills at the month, and I'm just here to get through the day because I can't walk away from it? Or are you here like, I'm here so that I can work really hard and get a promotion, get to the next year and do really well? Or is it, I want to do this so that I can make much wealth? Or is your posture in this, no, I'm doing this for God. I'm doing this unto Him. This is a part of my life that I give to God. And God, you know, me working, the reason why I do it, I do this for you. Whether that means promotion, whether that doesn't mean promotion, whether that means lots of money, whether that means little money, the way we need to work is like, God, I'm doing this for you. The rest of our lives, how does abiding look like? It looks like it's not just the morning, I'm going to give you my 10-minute devotion and then do the rest of my day. It's finding God in everything you do all day, being aware of His presence and seeking Him, trying to be like, God, I need you today. And in everything. Then the second ingredient that I think is crucial and that we can't skip out. Can you go to Matthew 4, verse 4? And this is once again Jesus speaking again. And Jesus said, yeah, but He answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And here it said, we're speaking about bread today, like literal bread. But Jesus said, you shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from God. And there's two sides of it. The first part of it is like the Bible. Like, we should live by every word that's here. We should live in this. God, I know this is your word. I need to find you in this. It's not living by the verse of the day. It's not by flipping open the Bible and say, God, I know you're in here somewhere. Paul, a servant of apostle, okay, thank you so much, God. I did my Bible reading for the day. Whatever that is, it's God, I want to live by every word. Like, I know you're speaking in this. God, would you come and show me this? And really, really spending time in the word, like finding Him. Secondly, it's obeying the word in terms of what Scripture instructs us to do. But secondly, it's also when you hear God, like, James, would you go and pray for Luke? Like, are you listening to God? Are you living by every word that comes from His mouth? If you're at work and God asks you to witness to one of your colleagues, or whatever that might, in a restaurant and God tells you to say something to the waiter or do something, are you living by the words of God? Are you even hearing Him? Because if you're not, He wants you to hear Him. Like, I want to encourage you, open your hearts and allow Him to speak. And it's in both the hearing, what He's asking you to do, but it's also saying, God, I'm going to live from every word. This is your word. And I'm going to devote myself to reading this and finding you in here, because I know you reveal yourself in this. The next one is in Exodus 16, verse 4. So the first one is verse 4. And it says this. This was, just to put some context, this was when the Israelites just went out of Egypt and they were in the desert. And obviously Jesus, God actually said, like, I'm still going to feed you. You're still my people. And in that time, then the Lord said to Moses, behold, I am about to rain bread from heaven for you and the people. And the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may test them whether they walk in my law or not. Can you go to the next one, please, Laurent? And then later in that same part, verse 15, it says, when the people of Israel saw it, they said to one another, what is it? For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, it is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat. This is what the Lord has commanded. Gather of it, each one of you, as much as he can eat. You shall each take an omer according to the number of the persons that each of you has in his tent. And the people of Israel did so. They gathered some more, some less. But when they measured it with omer, whoever gathered much had nothing left over, and whoever had gathered little had no lack. Each of them gathered as much as he could eat. And Moses said to them, let no one leave any of this over to the morning. But they did not listen to Moses. Some left part of it till the morning, and it bred worms and stank. And Moses was angry with them. And the reason why I take us to this, I believe this is part of how God's asking us to do this. Like find, like the same way God fed them physical food, in that same way God wants to feed us daily. We can't live on a moment we had with God months ago. We can't live with moments where we found him a few years ago or in the past. God's asking us, you know, I want you to find me daily. So these things like praying, devoting ourselves to God, abiding in him, living in him, doing these things every day. That's how we bake our breads. That's how we find life. That's how we find him. And that's how we do this well. The next verse, and I'm almost coming in for the actual real landing. The next verse is Jeremiah 29, verse 13. And I think most of us know this, but it says this. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. And here's the next part. It's actually seeking God and seeking him with all of our hearts. And I want to ask us, what does seeking God with all of our hearts look like? You know what? I can help us with some of this. I think it doesn't look like. It's not when you're lying in your bed at night just before you go to sleep. And it's like, God, I want to find you. And like you're just like quickly saying a prayer because you're in your bed and you like need to pray. But you're not even like willing to get out of your bed before you pray. Like, I'll be honest, I've done that. And that's not how you find God. And it's also not that where I said, no, when it's that you open the Bible and you read the first verse you can find. It's not that either. Seeking God with all of your heart is saying, God, I know that you reveal yourself in the scripture. I am going to find you. Holy Spirit, would you help me? And you put yourself into this Bible. You dig into that Bible until you find God. It's when you close your door, you get on your knees, and you start praying. Say, God, I need you, and I need to find you right now. And you push into prayer, and you're really, really pressing until you find the face of God. That's what this looks like. And if we can do that, that's when we'll find him. That's when we find this life, and that's when we'll be those people who come to church on a Sunday, who goes to common on a Wednesday, who goes to the work during the day. And we play the part that God has asked us to play. We do the very thing that he has asked us to do. The last verse is in John 4, verse 13 to 15. And this was with the lady at the well. And Jesus said to her, everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty forever. That water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water, welling up to eternal life. The woman said, Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come to draw water here. And the reason why I want to land with this and end with this is my very last point is for me, this right here, this is the why. Like I spend a lot of time now explaining what we can do, how this looks like, what is some of the key ingredients in us baking our breads. The recipe might look different for each one of us. The way I do it, the way James do it, the way Luke does it might look different, but some of these things has to be in there somewhere. And the reason why I want to end with this is the why. Jesus said, if you drink of the water that I will give you, you will never be thirsty again. You know what? I can tell you this. I've tried many things, and the only thing that can satisfy is Jesus. The only thing that can satisfy is that, God, I found you, and this is what I was made to do. And I want to tell you guys, if you follow some of these steps that I gave you today, if you can live these things, if you can really, really press into to abiding in him, like living by every word of him, seeking him with your whole heart, you will be satisfied. You will find that life that doesn't compare to anything else. And I'll challenge you guys on that. That is going to be worth way more than whatever you think is good or whatever you think is worth it. The life of God, that's the very thing we were created for. So in closing, some of the fundamentals of your recipe, I'm just going to summarize it all, is the first one is abiding in him and really living in him in everything you do, trying to find him in everything. The second part is living actually from every single word from God, whether that's what he tells you, whether it's the Bible. The third one is seeking him with all of your heart. The fourth one, and I think this is where a lot of this might be the yeast, the thing that binds everything together, doing this every day. Don't skip a single day. Find him every day. And then the last thing is you'll have this nice bread. The bread that most of them said was their favorite. The life of God. They can't even compare to a nice bread. It's way better than anything. And I wanna ask us this morning, I wanna come back to the question I started with. How are you baking your bread? Are you finding God? Are you finding this life? Or are you that person that came into the service morning and said, oh, I've got something to give? Or are you the person that came with nothing? Both is right, because for both, God has the same recipe. For both, God's end goal is like, I want to get you there to where you're finding my life. Where you're finding me. Where you're finding this that satisfies. So I'm going to pray for us in closing, and then we'll see where it goes. Yeah, Father God, I thank you for your presence, God. I thank you that you have more for us, God. And I want to pray right now, God, would you come and do a work in each one of our hearts? Would you take us into that more, God? Would you help us to be the people that lives our lives poured out for you, God, that will live in all that you've got for us, that will find the life, that will find you daily, and that each one of us will grow up into the parts that you've created us to play. God, I want to pray with you, would you help us as we do this, that we'll find you. Holy Spirit, right now, I want to pray with you, come and fall on each one of us afresh. And would you help us? Would you help us to find you in this? As we want to say, God, we want to be your people. We want to be your hands and feet. We want to be those parts that does the functions that you've got for each one of us. So right now, Holy Spirit, I pray and I ask, would you come and would you move in our hearts and would you do what only you can do? In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Charles.